From NPR Music, I'm Alex Cohen. This is a live webcast of Nico Case from Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. The webcast of this Los Angeles Philharmonic presentation of Nico Case is made possible through the support of the county of Los Angeles. And right now the audience is getting some reminder notes about turning their cell phones off. Maybe you want to do the same, no interruptions, so you can sit back and enjoy the show, which should be starting any moment now. We thank you for tuning in, and here comes the band. Enjoy the show.
Gotta make the cougar outfit adjustment to the microphone. Thank you very much for coming to the show tonight. Is called That Teenage Feeling, and it was inspired by my friend Paul Rigby here, because he's a very brave man. And
a brave and lonely man.
I'll tell you what it's about afterwards so he can actually play the song, because he's going to get really mad. It's a songwriter series, Paul. I don't know if I told you that on the way here in the car.
Brave friend who says, I don't care if forever, never.
I'm a little nervous, I'm gonna just tell you that right now. Because this is a very fancy building and it sounds much better than I'm used to. It's very terrifying to hear yourself this good. I'm like, oh, who is that person? But this song is, well, the last song was inspired by Paul. I won't go into it, but basically, he's kind of my hero. And because he's very teenage all the time. And that's all I'll say about it. Because he's a very private man. Anyway, he's not anymore. The next song is called Deep Red Bells. And that's another thing, I never talk about my songs because it's like giving away the telling people what it means. So I really try hard not to do that. But it was inspired by growing up in the state of Washington. So murdery.
Summer, deep cold eye, who's left to suffer long about you? Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lives and early grind? Those like you who lost the way, murdered on the interstate while the red bells rang like thunder. Oh, deep red bells, deep as I have been there. Deep red bells, deep as I have been there.
I'm just going to take those shoes off.
Nico is now actually taking off her shoes. They were very high heels. Could be a little uncomfortable.
Sorry,
she's back.
Teetering around like a baby horse or something. No.
I just lost $5 in the band pool without having to take them off after the first song.
I know.
Had more faith. You're getting good. Gonna make a bee if it kills me. Keep it together, Paul.
This next song is about a book that I read when I was about 13 called Watermelon Sugar by Richard Brautigan. And then I read it a couple years ago and I realized I had no idea what it was about before. And I still don't know what it's about now. But there were two lady characters in the book, Margaret and Pauline. And Pauline was the new beautiful girlfriend and Margaret was the old crappy girlfriend in the book. And in the whole book, he's really sticking up for Margaret, but he's the narrator as the boyfriend. So he just looks like this jerk through the whole book, and you're like, the writing's so beautiful. I'm so angry, I don't know what just happened, but I thought that was kind of great. But I wanted to write a song to stick up for Margaret, even though Pauline's cool too. But.
Everything's so easy for Pauline. Everything's so easy for Pauline. Ancient strings that feel like speeders, which mild grains the monument of tacky gold. They smooth her hair the cinnamon way. They placed an ingot in her breast to burn cool, collected. Fate holds her firm in its cradle. Of her tender paws to save her. Everything's so easy for Pauline. Girl with the parking lot eye, Margaret is the fragments of a name. Ravery's mistaken for the thrashing in the lake of the make-believe monsters. Pictures. Of a name. Her love feels like a fountain. Her love steams like rain. She jikes from wanting and she's sick from glory. But you'll never be as clean. It's a cool side of setting Pauline. Thank you. same street. One left a sweater sitting on the train, and the other lost three fingers at the cannery. Everything was so easy for Pauline.
And you know, when you say that there's characters in songs, they might be there, but the song's never just about them. That made a lot of sense. It's very specific and helpful to you.
I'm with you. I'm sitting on the mushroom with you. It's cool.
Thank you, Penny. Well, that's good, because this song is called The Tigers Have Spoken, which I wrote with my friends the Sadies. But it had a lot to do with Kelly Hogan, because she introduced us to the music of a lady named Grace Brown from Georgia, who has a song called Tiger, Tiger, which is also about poor, long-suffering tigers.
Yes.
So I copied her, and it goes like this.
Tiger on its child in a field behind the cages. He walked in circles telling his cries, and he lived that way forever.
This is another sad animal song. We have a lot of those. I don't know why. Just feel sorry for them, I guess. Even though I don't mind eating them, so I'm kind of a jerk. I don't eat sparrows, per se, but tiger meat is pretty delicious. You know, the flavors of wilderness, they're good.
Maybe, Sparrow, you should wait. A hawk's a light down morning. Never pass beyond the gate if you don't hear my warning. Notes are hung so effortless with the rise and fall of Sparrow's breast. It's a drowning dive and back to the chorus. Da-dee-da-dee-da. Metal wings in a thunderstorm above the clouds. The engine hums a sparrow's phrase. Those who cannot hear the words, those who cannot hear the words, those who will not hear the words. La di da di da di da, la di da di da di da.
They have to die. I'm sorry. I'll follow your lips. Okay.
You all read my lips just there.
That's cool. That's cool. What do we do, audience?
We'll just go to the next one, and then we'll come back.
We could put in one of the... Okay, this next song, which we were totally planning to do right here, is a story that my grandma told me about growing up in Washington, but it's a very Ukrainian story, because it's just... There's a whole lot of really extreme things that happen, but not really any explanation of why they happen. Which is really funny. But it's so nice and beautiful and quiet in here that I guess it's not that funny right now. From here, the lighting looks kind of like a Cylon on Battlestar Galactica.
Yes, I'm telling you, it does.
Very spooky, this one, so clutch your neighbor tightly to you.
See you at the end of the song.
When we come out of the tunnel, yes.
So suddenly, the madness came with its whiskered, woven ether pain. He locked the door and he shut the blinds. He laid down on the floor and he slept like iron while the dirty knife wore deep into his spine. The blood runs crazy. The blood runs crazy. Cascading letters pool on the stairs. The grass is high, the cats are wild. You can't even touch the tip of their tails. And the blood runs crazy with giant stride. Sang nursery rhymes to paralyze the wolves that eddy out the corner of his eyes. They squared him frozen where he stood in the glow of the furniture. Pile out the firewood and the blood runs crazy with giant stride. Brush wearing three winter coats and a dirty knife. Deutsche Schale, no squeak, Gucci, Zubami, la da da da, la da.
Yeah, I have a pants thing going on.
That's cool. Nobody can see you do that on the radio.
That's good. Thank goodness. This next song is off our last record. It's called Star Witness. And a lot of people think it's about a car accident, but it's really just about a kid growing up in a neighborhood. And there's little scenes from their life and other people in their life. It's very specific also. Welcome. To the world of non-specifics and Johnny.
Of a Falcon sedan, 1969. The paper said 75. There were no survivors, none found alive. Trees break the sidewalk, and the sidewalk skims my knees. There's glass in the thermos and blood on my jeans. Nickels and dimes of the 4th of July roll off in a crooked line to the chain link locks where the red tails die. Oh, how I forgot what it's like. Hey, and she sings and she sings and she sings like she she runs, moves on she runs. She moves and she moves and she moves like she runs, moves like she runs. Hey, yeah, there's such steady wounds round town tonight, round the town tonight. Hey, yeah, there's such steady wounds. On your face, yank my neck on the jack, and I would do anything. She runs. Hey, when she moves and she moves and she moves like she runs, moves like she runs. Hey, there's some steady moves round town tonight, round the town tonight. Hey, there's such steady moves.
John, it's a quiet night. It's time to be quiet, quiet night in Los Angeles. This is a song about thinking that you're gonna die because you've flown on airplanes just way too many times. So you get on the airplane and you're going, you know, my life's going pretty good. So this is obviously the night I'm gonna die. But then you see that you have a lady pilot flying your plane and you go, well, that's gotta be good, right?
Thank you.
This is the very first song I ever wrote all by myself, without assistance. And I will even tune my guitar for it. How about that? Thanks, lady. I needed that actually right now.
Nice to have a little validation while you're tuning. It's hard.
You're a genius!
With the tuner.
You make a really good spinach salad.
Thank you, Kelly Hogan.
I know the stage should rotate or something.
I know.
Like all your presidents.
Sorry, you have to look at my peanuts falling down. And you, Kelly Hogan, make a lovely banana pudding.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks. And she can fry anything.
I can.
I mean anything.
I can.
Bring it to me and I will fry it for
she
you.
She is Southern
and she can fry anything.
Rocks, cigarette butts, so I can make it taste good.
And this is a song about a dream I had, and it's also not going to make any sense to describe it to you, but it's about what if fate really wanted to be your best friend, and then it killed a bunch of people around you, and it felt bad, so it hung out with you, and it did nice stuff for you, going, come on, but I can do that. And that didn't make sense either, and that's why I had to write a song about it, so here we go.
Thank you.
This next song is called Wish I Was the Moon. And it was on our record called Blacklisted. I'm really good at talking about this stuff, as you can tell. Why didn't we give you a microphone, John? Seriously.
Too much leaping.
Too much weeping, screaming. But
leaping, not weeping, leaping. Yeah.
No. I said weeping. No, he's crying weeping. Inside. On the outside, he's swearing, and on the inside, he's crying. Yeah. Anyway, John, this song I wrote for my dad because he was a very strange and lonely man. Oh, I start this one too. Okay.
Chimney Falls is a lover's place. I thought that I was young. Now I've freezing hands and bloodless veins, as numb as I've become. I'm so tired. I wish I was the moon now. Last night I dreamt I'd forgotten my name, 'cause I sold my soul, but I woke just the same. I'm so lonely, and I wish I was the moon tonight. Bless me, I am a free man with no place free to go. Paralyzed and collar tied, who feels for what I fear? This is crazy, and I wish I was the moon tonight. Chimney Falls is a lover's place. Young. Now I'm freezing hands and bloodless veins, as numb as I've become. I'm so tired, wish I was the moon tonight.
This is the title track off of our last record called Fox Confessor Brings the Flood.
And that's a song that we never play, because I always feel like people don't like it very much, and it always really hurts my feelings, because I worked really hard on it, okay? And there's a lot of chords in it, just so you know, there's like 8. Paul, how many chords are in this song? About 8.
This is our last show for the Fox Confessor touring. We've been touring for this last record since March of 2006, and this is our last show.
It's true.
So you're going to go make it a record.
Let the weeping commence. It is our last tour.
TGIF.
Aw. No, it's our last show.
For this record, yeah.
Yes. So I hope that when you revisit this... I hope that upon revisiting this song this evening, you might notice the little extra bits I put in. Like the D7, perhaps.
I'm telling you, people like this song.
It's very sad. It's very sad and very serious.
That's what I'm saying, they can't clap because they're picking their liver up off the floor.
Oh, they're not.
After the song, see? People like this song.
They're going, how many chords does she need to use?
And then by the time they pick their liver up and then it's too late, you started, you know. Some Buffy St. Marie song or something. It's too late. Right.
And I all wish right. that I was Buffy St. Marie, and that's what the song's about. Right. But not really, but it kind of.
Driving home, I see those flooded fields. How can people not know what beauty this is? Taking it for granted my whole life since the day I was born. I follow him in the trees. The purpose in these deeds, oh Fox Confessor, married me to these open blues. It's not for you to know, but for you and wonder when the death of the civilization precedes you. Flooded my seeds as I drove home again.
Thank you. I'm sorry that I had to beg you into clapping for that.
I got so excited I forgot I didn't even sing on that one. Thanks, stage crew, for bringing me the chair for no reason. Thanks.
We do love you, Kelly.
Galaga! Thanks for playing my request.
I'm gonna stand here with my cable in my hand until.
Pass it on.
Okay. This is a song I wrote with my friends, the local rabbits from Montreal. Canada, long, long ago. There was only a couple people alive long, long ago who clapped for long, long ago.
I missed it. I was telling Tom that song.
We drove our Clydesdales to the studio in the valley. We rode for days to get there, and we recorded this song.
This is the Ultra Beaver time.
That's right.
I can use the chair now.
That's right. And I start this one.
Want to get it all behind me. You know, everything reminds me I can be myself without you. Wanna crawl down deep inside, springs inside the mattress, where I cry my dirty secrets. Cause I just can't shake this feeling that I'm nothing in your eyes. Ditches on the highway, be between the seasons and the bridges in the valley, till the wind's out on the prairie with the tears from my eyes. Secrets, cause I just can't shake this feeling that I'm nothing in your eyes. Never knew heartbreak was coming, I would have said I'd run it across the muddy river and the smokestacks on the bank. Swallowed that horizon, hungry on hunger. The cloudy blue Pacific with the tears of my love. Never knew heartbreak was coming. I would have set out running. Cause I just can't shake this feeling that I'm nothing. You're
right. Thank you. I actually screwed up a couple lines in that song because in my mind I was still going with the ye old time joke, and I was thinking about, and we had to drive our goats to market and sell their milk to earn the money to buy the studio time.
Right, right.
To record the song.
We made the cheese, and yeah, while we were driving in the van, I was there. It smelled really bad.
And it still does. This is a song called Hold On, Hold On, which... Thank you. Oh, thank you, America. Which, another song I wrote with my friends the Sadies, who I write with
and
a lot.
The Sadies.
And they are a great band from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And this song is... I don't really write songs about myself very much, because why would I do that? But it's about always, you know, looking around and realizing how old you are and how not married you are and how many kids you don't have and what a freak that makes you. But then you just have a couple and you give the world the finger and you're like, I got some dogs, I win. I win, America, I win.
That's so inspiring.
I don't mean that to be mean. Just every now and again, you feel like a freak, so you gotta go in your room and go, I'm still cool.
That's gonna make my lean cuisines taste a whole lot better next to mom's.
The Asian steak tips with the peas that you boil in the water. I know that one.
I go around the world. You know, I try them all.
The beef's got that gasoline color around the edges.
Killer.
But it tastes good going down while you're crying. It tastes good with your salty tears running in your mouth.
It's good. Tastes good with Pinot Grigio. The calories I'm saving, see, I'm making it.
I work very hard making these tears.
All right.
All right, wish me luck turning this pedal on with my bare foot. I'm going to try to just totally rock you with my bare feet. Let's see how that goes.
The most tender place in my heart is for strangers. I know it's unkind, but my own blood is much too dangerous. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Hanging round the ceiling half the time.
Nico Case leaving the stage now with her band, ending on a note there, Hold On, Hold On, from Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, an autobiographical anthem of sorts for women who may not yet have gotten married or had the 2.5 kids. Some other highlights from tonight's performance, a number of songs from Fox Confessor, including the title track. Nico said she put in an extra D7 chord there for us. Some other highlights from the evening, the song Favorite, a favorite of mine from the album Canadian Amp. The band now coming back onto the stage, John Rawhouse, Kelly Hogan, Paul Rigby, Tom Ray, Barry Marochnik, and we're just waiting for Nico to come back. She spent much of the evening barefoot. She said her high heels were a little bit too high, and if you're wondering what she was wearing, she had a very sparkly sleeveless top and some black pants. waiting for her to come back onto the stage. Some other songs from this evening, we heard Dirty Knife, a really amazing version of that song. The title track from the album The Tigers Have Spoken. We heard the song Margaret versus Pauline. Heard a little bit of background on that particular tune, where it came from a book that Nico said she read when she was 14 years old. Didn't get it then, may not still get it now, but oh, what a great song it led to. Also heard Deep Red Bells here at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles this evening. Some really fantastic stuff. Looks like she's coming out soon. Maybe give us a few more songs. And the crowd's ready for her. Haven't seen her yet. Her band's still tuning up here on the stage. And here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nico Case coming out for a few more songs here at Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. Thank you for tuning in to this NPR webcast. And remember, you can hear this concert again. We'll be podcasting it on the website. Just go back to the page that you came to in the first place. And here she is, Nico Case.
I didn't write that song, though. Hey! They'll get mad. I didn't write that one either. Uh-oh. Oh, I see where we're going with this. You guys can go ahead and talk to each other, because we got to tune these guitars.
Nico's going to tune her guitar.
They need seeing, too. I like that. There's one guy. Tenor guitars rule. They do, sir.
They're so petite, yet muscular still. I don't know, but they're perfect. For your tiny circus hands, right?
Right.
She said it, I did.
That's cool.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Okay. This is Tom V. Ray from Vincennes, Indiana.
Just look at him. Just look at him.
All right. Back here on the drums, Barry Marochnik from Winnipeg. Uh-huh. The aforementioned Paul Rigby on guitar from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I'm sorry we keep mentioning you, Paul. We know you hate it.
John Rawhouse on pedal steel, Hawaiian guitar, hollow body guitar, and banjo from Tempe, Arizona. Did I get them all?
Except for you. This is Miss Kelly Hogan from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello.
Is your spaceship ready, Paul?
Spectres move like pilot flames, their widows toasted Saint Angel. Better times collide with now, the tears were warm, I feel them still. Their heat to vapor and disperse, and cloud our eyes with weary glaze. You raise your hands and may explain. I'll put my hands on the truth by God. But it's faster love than you and me, faster than the speed of gravity. That's how it catches you from falling. How it always, always, always slips away. Spectres move like pilot flames, their widows toasted Saint Angel. Better times collide with now, and better times are coming still.
Thank you. That song was about a haunted bar in Quebec City.
It was about what?
A haunted bar in Quebec City.
I never knew that.
PQ.
Okay. Should we commence with the difficult one that we didn't play earlier?
Yeah.
It's called Tightly Drawn.
Oh.
We play it in our show sometimes. We do play it in our show. I've seen you doing it, so I know that you know how to do it. And I'm not going to say what it's about. Because I don't know what it's about. I'd like to be that cool. But
that cool that you did know?
That I did know.
Oh.
And that I could just say I wasn't going to tell you. But I'm not.
Should we do it?
The stars are covered, all the waning hours, all the lonely houses and life monuments to be. When I'm walking in the dark, I'm free to covet all I want. You've made it all so very dangerous. I'm free to covet all at peace. New moon's in the alley and its madness calls on me. Tonight, I'll meet you in the night. You're free to covet. This life.
Okay, cool. Excuse us, we had a huddle on the radio. All right, ready, break. All right. Tom, we're doing John Saw That Number. That's
what happened in the huddle. We're gonna tell our bass player what song we're doing, just to be nice to him. This is a gospel song, and I didn't write the lyrics to it, I found them in a book, but I just thought they were really great, and they were really, over the top. And I like that.
It's like one of those Russian fairy tales.
It's like a Russian fairy tale, but there's sea monsters and stuff.
That's
in it.
What.
And they're really in the Bible. You can look them up. Sea monsters in the Bible. Look them up.
Kelly set off on my end. Are you ready, Kelly Hogan? I'm ready. Okay.
Hold John the Baptist, oh John divine, leather harness round his line, his meat was locust and honey.
That's Nico Case leaving us here at Walt Disney Concert Hall with John Saw That Number, with some stunning harmonies by Miss Kelly Hogan as well. And this webcast of the Los Angeles Philharmonic presentation of Nico Case was made possible through the support of the County of Los Angeles. I'd like to thank our webcast producer tonight. That would be Robin Hilton, also Fred Vogler, who recorded the music tonight. Shireen Strausberg has been engineering this webcast. Our photographer tonight is Jason Redmond. We'd also like to give some thanks to Amy Lombardi, and thanks to the wonderful staff here at Walt Disney Concert Hall, including Brian Grohl, Tim Boot on the board, and Kevin Wapner. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Cohen. This has been a live webcast of Nico Case from Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. And wait just one moment. They are coming back. Here we go. We've got the whole band. Nico coming back. John Rawhouse coming back. We might be in for a few more treats here tonight. Here we go.
We're just going to make it up now.
Thank you. try to stand like this.
I'll have to compromise with you on that. Meaning I'll have to just do what I want and pretend. No, I'm just kidding, that's terrible. We're gonna do another song that I wrote with the Sadies. And I would like to point out, I do write and arrange a lot with my band too. All these dudes and lady dudes over here. So, because they make me look really good all the time. A song I wrote with the Sadies, and it's a bitchy catfight style song.
Friday! Woo!
And I wanted, well, it's not really so catfighty, but I thought a lot about Loretta Lynn when I was writing it because she's the kind of person who writes songs where she drags the lady out of the car by her hair and then beats her ass, you know, and she'll tell you about it. And she's not very sorry because I grew up in the 70s where there were after school specials. Where the person would almost beat the bully up and then they'd get all, I don't know.
It's wrong, what you're doing.
And then all the other kids would take down the bully kid, as if that ever works. So the ass-beating queen, Loretta Lynn, is the inspiration. Right.
Self-reliance.
Yes. Even though no ass is actually beat in this song.
If you knew what I know, I wouldn't go to see her. At least if I believe her when she says that she wants you. You're just another puppet. She's an even keeper score. And the lazy way she treats you leaves me cold. She'll laugh about you to petty friends. As if you knew what I know, you wouldn't go to see her. At least if I believe her when she says that she wants you. Daddy's money, and she drives her daddy's cars. And what's crazy is the way you think that style. And all the while my heart is breaking, you're not even on a mind. Cause if you knew what I know, you said that you believe in. I say this as your friend. You'd be the poor boy in the
guys. Thank you, thank you. We're going to do one last song that I didn't write, but I wish I did, and it's about stalking. It's called I'll Be Round. I'll Be Round. It's terrifying.
When you tire of all the bright light. Pace that's killing, and you're willing to stay home nights. When you're weary all nights up on the town, look for me, I'll be around. When the new crowd starts to bore you, just remember there is someone to adore you. When your feet are bad on the solid ground, look for me, I'll be around. May not seem exciting, the way those others do. I've a notion my devotion you will lead someday's I need you. When the kicks go that it brings you, you will hanker for an anchor just to cling to. When you've lived it all till it's got you down, look for me. Look for me, look for me, I'll be around.
Thank you, Los Angeles. Thank you, NPR listeners. You guys have a lovely night. Thank you very much.
That was Nico Case leaving us with two last tunes, including Look For Me, I'll Be Around from her Blacklisted album. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Alex Cohen. This has been a live webcast of Nico Case from Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, brought to you by NPR Music.